North, South Korea agree to work towards peace, no nukes. The Aegis Alliance. The summit on Friday involving leader of North Korea Kim Jong-un and president of South Korea Moon Jae-in seems to be what looks like a confirmed success. These talks included agreements for working together towards the Korean Peninsula being denuclearized, and for pursuing to reach a deal with the United States which formally ends the Korean War. The Korean War started in 1950, with an armistice being signed during 1953. However, there wasn't ever a peace deal before to end the war. The two nations are now in agreement of their joint goals in an attempt to finalize an end to this war within a year. The agreement will put an end to generations of war, along with greatly calming tensions within this region. There is a Kim-Trump summit coming up, which is being planned to happen in either late May or early in June. It is expected to be focusing heavily on getting rid of nuclear weapons in the Korean Peninsula. North Korea possesses a small nuclear arsenal, and although South Korea does not, they've been a host to United States nuclear arsenals at times. These were the chosen goals expected to be in discussion at the historic summit on Friday. Putting an end to the Korean War has always been seen as a matter that is complicated, which will require lots of further discussions in order to be worked out. However, the announcement today reveals that both sides are committed to this. Kim was seen at the end of the summit confirming the war has ended, and that a new era of peace will begin. Specifics must still be worked out, which includes the presumed demilitarized zone, DMZ, being dismantled, along with the normalization of relations. This will include the possibility of using actual borders and also the ability of Koreans to visit their family or relatives on both sides of the border. All this is going to be sorted out in additional talks within this next year. In comparison, to denuclearize could be much more straightforward. The huge problem to be worked out there is for North Korea to have the assurance they will not be attacked by the United States after North Korea gives up their nuclear deterrent. South Korea is on board for this pact, and it seems realistically achievable, to the point where North Korea isn't even seeking a United States withdrawal of soldiers from South Korea any longer. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.